In this bulletin, a potential Pfizer vaccine reported to be 90% effective against COVID-19. Senior Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon quits the Labor front bench, and five national sporting bodies renew their commitment to stop violence against women. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The World Health Organization says results of clinical trials from a Pfizer vaccine could change the direction of the coronavirus crisis. The American pharmaceutical company has announced its experimental vaccine is 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data from a large clinical trial. Paul Dupre, the director of the Centre for Vaccine Research at the University of Pittsburgh, says there's lots of work to be done.
What we know today from this very limited analysis is we have started to make progress in using a candidate vaccine and seeing a reduction in disease. But there's a long way to go before that vaccine is the vaccine that's given to tens, hundreds of millions of individuals.
Senior Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon has quit the Labor Ministry and will move to the backbench after internal disagreements on energy policy. The right faction MP has urged his party to support gas and coal jobs over climate change action.
After 14 years of trying, the Labor Party has made not one contribution to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in this country. So if you want to act on climate change, the first step is to become the government. And to become the government, you need to have a climate change and energy policy that can be embraced by a majority of the Australian people. That is something we have failed to do for the last 7 or 8 years.
President-elect Joe Biden is urging the public to wear masks as the country heads into a so-called dark winter. It comes as the United States became the first worldwide to surpass 10 million coronavirus infections as another wave of COVID-19 surges across the nation. The president-elect says he's working with a coronavirus task force to ensure the US is best placed for the months to come.
After 14 years of trying, the Labor Party has made not one contribution to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in this country. So if you want to act on climate change, the first step is to become the government. And to become the government, you need to have a climate change and energy policy that can be embraced by a majority of the Australian people. That is something we have failed to do for the last 7 or 8 years.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says Victorian families will be supported with free kindergarten from next year. The budget will deliver $169.6 million to make kinder free. It will save families about $2,000 for every child enrolled in a participating funded kindergarten program. The announcement comes as Victoria records zero coronavirus cases for an 11th consecutive day. Mr. Andrews says the measure is aimed at helping women back into work and reducing stress.
This is all about household budgets and supporting families with more money in their pocket instead of having to pay for things that are critically important. Those things become free. But also there are many schools that don't run before and after school care. And we think that this is just a logical next step to take to support mums and dads and our smallest Victorians, but most particularly to support women who have been very hard hit by the pandemic this year.
Federal Attorney General Christian Porter has denied allegations about his conduct linked to an alleged incident where he was seen drinking in public with a female staffer. The senior coalition MP has labelled allegations which aired on last night's Four Corners as defamatory and says he's considering his legal options. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull told Four Corners he spoke to Mr. Porter about reports that he'd been seen drinking too much and in the company of young women, behaviour Mr. Turnbull called unacceptable conduct for a cabinet minister. Mr. Porter says he denied the claims to Mr. Turnbull 2 weeks before being appointed Attorney General. The Minister for Population, Cities and Urban Infrastructure, Alan Tudge, also had his personal life featured on the program. In a statement, Mr. Tudge said he regrets his actions immensely and the hurt it caused his family. To sport now, five national organisations have renewed their commitment to working with anti-violence organisation Our Watch to stop violence against women. The AFL, NRL, Rugby Australia, Netball Australia and Football Federation Australia have all signed a leadership statement on the issue. They'll work to use their collective influence to promote gender equality, diversity and inclusion in their workplaces and on sporting fields. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says sport can help to affect change in the wider community.
This is a real opportunity for us to unite. And that's really, sport has the power to connect with younger people. It's a language that everyone understands, no matter what culture they're from or what their background is.
And now a look at the weather around Australia. Perth, a possible storm with showers, 20 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing with a possible storm, 36. Melbourne, mostly sunny and windy, 30. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. Canberra, cloud clearing, 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 25 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, also partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, cloudy as well, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.